A word for you from Proverbs chapter 4 verse 14. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. It continues in verse 15 to emphasize it in four different ways. Avoid it, do not travel on it, turn away from it, and pass on. But before that, it says, take a firm hold of wisdom, do not let it go, keep her, for she is your life. You see, before you can avoid evil, you need to have something in its place. And when it speaks of wisdom, which is the theme of Proverbs, it means our Lord Jesus Christ, for He is our wisdom. In the New Testament it says, Jesus has been made our wisdom. And all the wisdom of Proverbs finds its ultimate fulfillment in the Lord Jesus Christ. He who has come down from heaven. It's not our wisdom like the Tower of Babel trying to reach up to God, but it is the wisdom of God. And once He has grabbed hold of us, we need to not let Him go, we are told in verse 13. And at the same time, our text for today, do not enter the path of the wicked. Do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. Look at how many times God explains in very clear language. He gives you no loophole. There's no exception for you to say, well, God allows me this little bit of evil. Maybe evil is a wrong name for it. Maybe you use some euphemism. God understands, you say. And when you reach that point, then you've lost understanding. Because God wants to be your understanding. He wants you to understand things as He understands things. And regarding evil, it doesn't say that you should inspect it. It doesn't say that you should be inquisitive and have a full understanding of evil. The Lord simply says, avoid it. Don't enter into its path. Don't walk in its way. Turn away. Pass on. So the Lord wants you to be protected from wickedness. And the Lord simply says, avoid it, have nothing to do with it. And you'll find that that will protect you from many a sin. As you get too close to evil, and you get close to the edge, and you say, I haven't fallen. Well, you might be close to the cliff, and you're in danger of falling, because you're not avoiding evil, you're not avoiding and turning away from it, you're not passing on. The safest is just to have nothing to do with it.